Okay, we're back. Hello. So, right now, regrouping, you are in the room with Jezebeth. As of right now, the stone, that's like, and now you got a good look at it. The stone was about the size of a walnut, right? Mm-hmm. And it had like a honeycomb pattern on it. And when you look through your book about like beholders and mm-hmm. Qui-Goth, you were able to see that there's this little stone in the eye that looked like that honeycomb pattern. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and it showed.
Is it in that book?
Yeah, if you take a look at one of the books that you have, it has like a photo of it, or a little drawing that I made. So you are able to actually hand her back the amulet, essentially whole at this point. So you put the amulet, I'm guessing, like back on the table, but you see she's crying, but she's also taking like steadying breaths, and she stands up and she turns around and she just walks into the bedroom where, you know, essentially her boyfriend is sleeping. So she goes and she just closes the door behind her. So now you're here. And I'm so sorry if I didn't mention this, but she does mention in the story about an entombed forest. Entombed, like a stone, like a tomb.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's, everything is entombed in stones. So that's kind of where your lead is right now, is that you need to find this forest essentially made of stone. Now, you know a couple leads here. You know that there were investigations as to what was causing this, and in the story, they mention an army tried to go to defeat this great evil, and according to the letter, they turned into stone themselves. So you're really going to have to think this through. First off, where is this?
Mm.
And how are you going to defeat it? Kind of thing. So that's it. So now you're kind of sitting here. That's kind of your lead. And then you also have the appointment with the princess. And that's it. Where do you guys want to go?
Well, we really shouldn't leave until we tell that bodyguard that we're leaving. Like, if they're both sleeping and then they wake up to find us gone.
True. If you want to stick around for a little bit, I would say within the next, like, 20 minutes or so, you'll hear, like, rustling in the room mm-hmm. and he'll, you know, peek his head out of the door.
Okay. And say, no, I'm good. I'm awake.
Yeah. So he just kind of, like, greets you again, says thank you. You know, shakes all of your hands, says he wishes he could do more, but mm-hmm. he's gonna take it from here. We're gonna try to disguise ourselves the best we can, and we're gonna head out of the city this evening once we rest.
I'm gonna say that Scarlet is going to give him a big hug and then just whisper in his ear to keep her safe and keep himself safe.
Okay. He gives you kind of like an extra little squeeze on your hand, mm-hmm. just kind of like, I heard you. And I think all of this, you kind of grow to, you exchange each other's names, and he says, I'm Jason. If you have any need for me or anything like that, you can get letter to us somehow.
Okay.
I'm sure people will be able to find me. So where are you guys off to? What is your plan?
What time is it?
You would have enough time to walk slowly over to,
the Crystal Castle?
Yeah.
What would you like to do? We have time to meander to the castle.
Probably not a good idea to keep the princess waiting. Let's get that off the list.
That's true.
Someone else is going to have to lead this charge. I've never done very well in front of nobility.
Exposure to nobility? Anyone?
Oh, I've had plenty of exposure. I just don't do well.
I'm a forest gnome.
I would say the best person you have would be Zorik,
mm-hmm.
but he's not here. So,
well,
so I think that's you, Honey Pie. Yeah.
Zorik takes the aid action and gives whoever it is advantage.
Yes, there
exactly.
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. You will have advantage on any charisma that you need.
Okay. Well, I guess to the princess.
To the princess.
Very lovely.
So you being a native to this city, you know where it is. It's actually kind of like a tourist site. Imagine like any of like Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. You can walk up to the doors kind of thing. So it's kind of like that. So in the letters that you each have, it actually has instructions to kind of go to the back door, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're able to find it very easily. It takes you a little while to get there. You go to the back door. There are people to greet you. Soldiers let you through once you show the letter. Mm-hmm. And you are welcomed into kind of like a little antechamber in the main hall. And as you arrive there, there's almost like a butler who is like, okay, we have somebody here who's going to show you the grounds. And they like kind of whisk you off on this like tourist thing.
Okay. Ooh.
And they kind of walk you around the palace and you can just really see the level of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's crystal chandeliers and mirrors and absolutely lavish to the 10th degree, like the amazingly gorgeous castle, and pretty empty, pretty vacant, no one's there. But it takes like an hour for them to like walk you around and show you the gardens, and it's a little mind numbing.
Mm-hmm.
So how is everyone else handling that? What are you guys thinking when they're just walking you around?
I'm getting progressively more annoyed.
Okay.
At the equality of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying.
You're studying?
People.
Okay, yeah.
Locations.
Oh, okay. All
right. If we have to get out, right?
Make a note that if there's anything that you need to remember in the palace that you can remember, you'll have advantage on that.
Right.
Okay. So make a note to yourself. Anything regarding the palace and the floor plan or the people, right, you would have advantage on a check.
Yeah.
Scarlett, how are you doing?
I would say I'm keeping an eye out just because of people that I saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of looking around, seeing if anybody else is around.
Mm-hmm. More cautious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely cautious, and almost every time she passes the mirror, she double checks.
Oh, okay. Double checks this?
Double checks the face.
Double checks the face. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're still doing very well. Mm-hmm. Your check is still running high.
But smile and, oh, that's so interesting. Wow.
Very.
Mm.
Okay. Alric, how are you doing?
I'm looking at this with disdain upon any nobility I see.
Okay. You don't see any nobility. You really only see servants as you're walking around.
Oh, I treat them with the utmost respect.
So you see a bunch of servants, really. You don't see any nobility. You see paint. It's very much like looking at a tourist palace. You walk through, you see paintings of past kings, queens. You walk through different like chambers where you see, and they are boring you with all of the details. This person sat on this chair at this time. This is the, you know, the rifle that shot the, you know, they're killing you with details. Yeah, it's a lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
When all is said and done, you are welcomed into a dining hall. There were several different kind of dining halls, but this is like a very small, intimate, almost like a family dining hall. And while you're in there, they serve you every food you could imagine. There are meats, there are cheeses, there are fruits, there are vegetables. It is a huge, lavish display.
Ulrich doesn't touch a thing.
Not a thing.
He takes out a little cheesecloth he has, and he's got some dried fruit and nuts. I'll be fine with this, thank you.
And they just kind of, as you are, sir, you know, as you please, and kind of step away. There are delicacies you've only heard of. There's pastries with, like, lavish, you know, like, think of it like if you're on a cruise where there's, like, a watermelon carved into a swan. It's, like, all this kind of stuff. And you're there. And you're there. And you're there. And you're there. And it just...
How long is that?
Time is ticking. You are in the room for maybe about an hour.
Okay.
Just sitting.
And do we still have our letters?
Yeah.
I'm like looking it over like, we came at the right time, right?
Yes. Far be it from her to actually keep a schedule. Not like we have other places to be. And I'm not whispering that. Mm. I'm saying that out loud.
There's really only, like, a butler standing in the corner of the room. Like, just kind of, like, off to the side. But the room is pretty empty. It's just the six of you. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
You don't know who's listening. Shh.
What?
Just be careful.
Of what?
This is the dynamic that would be and Vin go somewhere.
This is true. Hey, this is Victorian Vin in real life.
This is
what?
Hey, shut up.
What? Hey, I don't care what they say.
It doesn't matter what one's title is. Rudeness is rudeness.
It may be rude, but this is Petra. And Petra has eyes and ears everywhere. You need to be careful.
Hmm.
Maybe about another 10, 20 minutes later, the doors open and you see everyone kind of bustle, and mm-hmm. here comes the princess, and she is dressed impeccably.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new word I invented. And she she is in a very lavish gown, her hair, her jewelry, her makeup. She is spectacular. And one of the things you have to remember when you look at her, you're like, oh yeah, that's right. She is the jewel
mm-hmm.
of this place. Like, she is known as the Sapphire, and she is
mm-hmm.
representing today.
Ulrich yawns.
She is brought in with two other people who look to be like handmaidens, but very classless,
mm-hmm.
where they just walk over and they start eating and, you know, whatever. And she comes over to you and she goes, well, I just wanted to meet you all in person. I'm Serafina. I am the princess. How are you? And she starts kind of like,
mm-hmm.
and she's very soft and fluttery and very immature. How did you like my castle?
So I would say Scarlet would do you want a deep curtsy, Your Highness, mm-hmm. bows. Thank you so much for inviting us. It was a lovely tour, and you've been so hospitable. Thank you so much.
Oh, so glad you liked it. What was your favorite part?
Definitely all of the mirrors.
The mirrors, isn't it? I know, and I can tell you like a mirror. I can tell. Okay, and how about you? Oh, aren't you a cute little thing? Okay, and she pats you on the head. Did you have fun with my castle? My castle is so pretty. Although, you know, we're switching things up recently. So, did you like the celebration last night? I was so impressed when you guys started fighting. It was so incredible. I thought it was part of the show. And then they wound up taking me away and I couldn't see the rest of it. But I was so impressed.
Yeah.
And you know magic too, right?
Yes.
That's so interesting. What other kind of magic things can you do? Can you do them? Can you do them? Go ahead.
I say quietly just to Lagertha, you can use the dagger now. Please put one through my eye. Just to Lagertha, I was... That's all.
I stifle a grin. And on the table where we are, there is a swan that's carved out of a watermelon.
Uh-huh.
And I just look at him and take my dagger and decapitate the swan watermelon, pick it up, throw it on my plate, and start eating it.
So give me... I don't want to say performance.
Scarlet is staring at her, mouth ajar, like, eyes wide.
Good.
Give me a...
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say, like, an attack roll. Just give me an attack roll.
Attack roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
With your dagger.
With my dagger. Oh, okay.
Because I want you to, like, have proficiencies and dex and stuff.
17.
So as you are super fast, super dexy, you jump up, shoo-poom, and you take it, and you sit back down in a flash. So this one's like, how dare you? He's kind of chuckling, but the princess, oh, that is so cool! Ooh, that was fast. That was really fast. That was good. Ooh, okay, I really like this idea. I like this idea.
It's like going out to a new world.
Well, why are we here again?
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah, I probably would have said that, not realizing how loud I said it.
Okay.
But I would. Whoever was next to me, why are we here again?
Oh, I can tell you that. Are you ready?
Stop. I can hardly wait.
That's okay, honey. That's okay. I know sometimes people have different backgrounds and they are sometimes a little bit rougher. I'm not offended. It's okay. So anyway, so the reason that you're here is
Ulrich,
that my...
Ulrich did not like that. He bristles.
Okay. So that the reason that you're here... She's dumb. She's...
I understand that. Yeah. I'm just telling you for roleplay purposes.
So the reason you're here is because a couple of things. So first off, so you know it's my birthday. My birthday was yesterday. And my daddy let me put on this big performance. And I got to see the show. And Jezebeth was so pretty. And it was so magical. So the next thing that we get to do is tomorrow night, we're putting on this really big game. It's like a game. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So anyway, so everyone's going to be there and everyone's going to be like fighting and there's going to be rewards and there's going to be like beasts and stuff and there's going to be food and everyone's going to be there. And it's going to be the Sapphire Games. That's me. So my daddy gave me like a reward money and everything. So we have all these people coming and it's going to be like the big like battle and it's going to be so much fun. Yeah. So daddy says I could watch the games now. And then I asked him to build me a stadium. So he built me a stadium fresh. So it was super cute. And it has flowers and it's pink.
I look at you and go, help.
Pull me away before I puke.
So, anyway, do you guys want to fight? Do you guys want to do it? Do you guys want to be there? Do you guys want
to
fight?
Oh, I would never. I wouldn't presume to sully your games with someone of my background.
Oh, no. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. All backgrounds. No, everybody.
I'm a little too rough around the edges and a little too of a lowball background to take part in such a prestigious game.
It would be so much fun. Shut up.
Oh. No. I believe I've had enough of this.
Wait.
Yeah.
Call her over.
Yeah. You want to play the games, yeah.
Princess, darling. Mm. You also known as Sapphire?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
So I take it.
And she kind of goes like this, and she has like a big sapphire ring.
Well, I take out my love note. That was written, supposedly, by you. An address to... I hate over-descriptive forms of mush, my beloved Eldrin.
You have a love letter?
I have it in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And then what I'll do is just, I'm gonna open it up. I'm not giving it to her, but I'm going like this, see?
Okay.
So she would...
Showing, like Exhibit A kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Okay. And she'll read it. I like to know who the hell is this Aldrin and where can I find him?
Why do you need to know where my Aldrin is?
That is none of your concern.
Well, yes it is. He is my love. He is here for me. That has nothing to do with you.
I couldn't care less of what you consider love. But he's going around... destroying continents, deforestation. I have proof, but I'm not going to show you that. I just need to know where the hell I'm going to find him.
I don't want you to find him. What are you going to do when you find him?
That is not your concern.
I am watching.
You do that. Simon is behind her with a throw on his head.
That's cool.
I am watching the guards as this is going on.
And what are the guards doing?
The guards are, they are standing still right now because she hasn't made a move yet.
Okay.
And are you actively looking at them or are you just kind of out of the corner of your eye?
I'm just trying to clock them and I'm sitting casually like the hand on the leg, but I'm making sure that it's the leg where my cudgel is clipped. Okay. Just so it's a little closer.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to clock the guards. I'm trying to be subtle about it.
Okay. Simon... You did the throat on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I start to back up.
Back up?
So I could see the guards where they are.
Give me 1 second on that.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Scarlet is
flabbergasted.
In shock that people would act this way, even though she is a complete idiot.
Yep.
Like, she is a princess. You don't treat the princess like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Simon, you said you back up and
I'm
you taking a look at the room.
Because, oh dear, we were tight in. So I want to back up and look.
and look. Are you looking actively at the guard? Because then yes. I can have you roll a
yes.
Do an insight check.
15.
So for 15, I gotta roll against it. Let's see. Ooh, on the money. So for 15, you see one of the guards look at one of the other guards, roll his eyes, and then go back to attention. From what you can tell, she acts out a lot.
Mm.
She acts like, no, all the time. So they aren't reacting because this is, oh, here she goes again. But
okay,
they're listening. Okay.
And we're aware that they're listening.
If you really want to hurt him, I'm not going to show you where he is. But I will tell you, he's a good man. He's a very good man. He works for my father, and he's part of the place, and he went over to the other woods, and he cut down all of the redwood trees because they're building me a new palace. Oh, no. They're building me a pretty pink palace.
Your Highness.
Yeah?
I wrote you a song for your birthday.
You did?
I did.
I'm so excited. I love it so much.
I wrote the princess a song that I would like to perform for her birthday.
Hold on, something's happening over there.
Wait,
you got it together?
I rolled 10 on a wisdom save. I'm trying to
see if I can
visibly control my shaking with rage when I hear they cut down the trees to build a stadium.
Not a stadium.
To build
a new palace.
A new palace, yeah.
No. Where was the wood delivered?
I know.
Okay. So you wrote me a song?
I absolutely wrote you a song for your birthday, and I didn't get a chance to perform it yesterday.
Do you want to go into the theater? You saw the theater, right? There's like a little cute theater. Did you see it? So there's a little cute theater
that
my daddy let me build special because he thought it would be nice.
No, Ulrich isn't rolling his eyes. He is shaking with rage.
She's.
If you look over to Ulrich, he's doing this. Like he is shaking with rage.
You are the buzzing of flies to her. She's not paying attention. Do you want to go and you can do it up on the stage?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Let's go. And then she jumps up and she's going to take your arm and she's going to try to like skip with you.
Okay. I'm like going to look behind me from shut up all of you. And I like go right back to her and I'm like, ah.
We need to know where this Aldrin dude is.
Other business that I will attend to first.
Okay, so we have to play two different things right now. First off, you three, I'm assuming you're not following.
No.
No, Ulrich's checked out. He's checked out.
So what are you doing at this moment?
Everything I can to not throttle her right where she sits.
Okay, well, she's already skipping away with Scarlet. So
Ulrich would take the first chance he got to leave.
Okay, at this moment, I would say this. So her and Scarlet have left, and they're going off to go to see this like special performance just for her, and the three of you can leave at this moment. No one's going to stop you.
Ulrich wants to go to his farm, his old farm.
I know. So you guys can start walking out.
Okay.
I'll let the three of you guys walk out, no problem. I'm going to stop you guys like at the gate, though, because I want to know if you're going to wait for her. So I'll stop you guys there until
we
follow.
That's
up
fine.
With
That's
Scarlet.
Fine. And he would.
Okay. So Scarlet, you are linked arms and you're hopping and skipping and jumping and oh my god! And then you show up to this little like very intimate theater where there's maybe like 20 seats and a stage maybe about 2-3 feet off the floor, but there's a cute curtain in the back that kind of like shows you. So it's like a cute little intimate theater. So what do you do?
I'm going to sit the princess middle front row. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy I get to perform this for you. I really wanted to last night and I didn't get the chance to.
I saw your opening act. That was very special.
Oh, thank you.
That was very, very special. And you got some roses too. Very impressed.
I did get some roses. Very unexpected, especially when you're opening for Jezebeth.
Oh yes, of course.
So she's like, as she's talking to her, she's running through the repertoire of melodies that she knows and trying to like put rhymes together with Serafina, oh Serena, so beautiful, like get piece it all together real quick.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh shit. So she goes up on the stage and she has her flute. And as she just starts playing a melody on her flute, is it only Princess Serafina?
You would see a handful of guards that came back and stood in the back of the room. I would say after about 2 or 3 minutes, those two friends who were just like popping food in their mouth, very like ladies in waiting kind of thing, but very rude, they would probably filter in after that.
So I'm going to use my enthralling performance. I'm going to target it at the princess and the two ladies in waiting.
Okay.
So they would have to make wisdom saving throws. The DC is 13.
Okay. All right. Okay. Definite failure. So princess saves, actually, but the other two ladies are not. They would be entranced.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are charmed. I put on a performance. It's about 2-3 minutes. Mm. There is the flute. They're singing.
Okay.
I do a little...
Change the cloak.
Change the cloak, do the spins and all of that. And at the finale of it, I take a deep bow and I say, happy birthday, princess.
And she, oh my goodness, that was so wonderful. So I have another idea for you. Instead of actually fighting in the games, do you want to be like the halftime show kind of thing? Where like, because there's going to be like a whole bunch of people fighting, and then there'll be a break where they have to clean up all the blood and all the bodies. And during that break, if you want, you could come up to my box and you could like sing for the whole stadium. What do you think?
That would be an honor and a privilege, princess.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Oh, that's so amazing. Okay, all right. Well, I think all of your friends left because, you know, sometimes people just can't really appreciate, like, the finer things in life, which kind of sucks.
Of course, princess.
But, you know, I can tell that you're, like, really up there, which is really exciting. So anyway, so you get out of here. Go prepare. I want a really good show.
100%. Anything for you.
Oh, of course. Okay.
And Scarlett, like, leaves. She kind of, like, does one of those whew things. And I go to the ladies that are now charmed.
Correct.
And I say, manners, ladies. Always manners.
Damn.
And so you need to be led outside.
Oh, yeah. So somebody walks you out, escorts you. You can tell all of the servants, like, don't say a word. Mm-hmm. Like, even when they're spoken to, they don't say a word. So, a young man escorts you out to the front, opens the door, you see them out there waiting for you, the rest of your team, and you can head out from there.
Okay. Thank you. I kind of wait for
thank
the...
You.
Thank you. I kind of wait for the guy to go back into the palace, and I turn to them, and for a moment, like a split second, the mask kind of drops.
Drops?
Just for a minute.
Okay.
No matter where you are in this city, I know you all have your personal vendettas for whatever reason, but you can't let it get in the way of what needs to be done. You will be killed. Your vendetta will never see the light of day if you don't stop. And then, right back. Shall we?
I want you to do a wisdom save.
Ulrich is like fighting back tears right now. 21.
Okay. So with her talking to you, you kind of have this moment of clarity. Not studying, but in your mind, clarity. And you kind of have this, like, grip of, okay, she's right. If I want justice, I have to be smart about this. And you can take a steadying breath only to get through the what the next part of your day is. And you just will continue walking from there. Do you guys like my princess? Because yes. I was so excited to be a bumbling idiot for you because I thought Denise was going to go freaking nuts.
The California was just like...
I was waiting for Denise to be like, I hate her.
I'm actually okay with it. We're fine.
I have to go to my farm. And there is something that I think I need to do. And if you will help me, I sort of glance at Scarlett and Simon, because Ulrich doesn't quite know what to make of you guys yet. You didn't... He spoke in the morning to Simon, Adam, and Lagatha, so Ulrich kind of has a feel for them more than you guys yet right now. If you will help me, I will follow you into hell to track down whoever you want to track down.
Our paths are almost... They're not intertwined, but we're running parallel. So I will go with you.
I will not allow Robert's memory to be sullied by a palace being built on what him and I built together. I want to find this delivery of wood and set fire to it.
I have no problem with that.
I didn't think you would.
But we
could. Ulrich will then tell his story to Simon and Scarlett. If Kristen or Mom need me to repeat it, I will.
No.
Okay, but I will tell you what happened, just same way I told them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Thank you, Simon.
I'm with you.
Scarlett is going to Ulrich?
Ulrich, yeah.
Is going to hug Ulrich after he's done with his story, and then just whisper in his ear, I will help you, but you must be smart about it. You're in the wolf's den now. You're not on the farm.
I respect and am humbled by your counsel. Did you share with us that you were invited to perform tonight?
No.
Okay. Never mind. It's not tonight.
It's tomorrow is the games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tomorrow's the games. Okay.
Tomorrow is the games. And it's essentially like a gladiatorial games. She's inviting you guys to fight in the games because you were so entertaining at the...
Well, then I have an idea. We can use the games as cover. Everyone will be there. Perfect time to get to my farm and destroy what needs to be destroyed. I'd rather see it burnt to the ground than be used to build a palace upon. I will not allow that to occur. Not while I draw breath.
And maybe we could find this Aldrin dude.
Oh, maybe. Have words with him as well.
Well, he's the one that signed for the delivering on that wood.
He could perhaps be the project manager. Maybe he'll be at Bonbriar Farm.
Even more reason to go with you.
I won't be fighting.
Okay.
I was invited to perform. I'm going to be in the princess's box.
Well,
we'll be down one person, but that could work in our advantage.
Exactly. She could be backstage.
She could be performing, assisting, keeping all eyes
with
trained
all
on
them.
Her.
Exactly.
Of course. Do we have anything else to do today, or I have a performance to get ready for?
Something tells me you will do great. Do we have anything else to do today, DM? I would like to reconnoiter Barnbriar Farm.
Oh, what?
Recon. Do some. I want to scope it out. See what it looks like now. Clock the guards.
Very accurate. I think that's a very good idea. I don't want you to also lose sight of the fact that maybe doing a little bit of research on the forest would also be a good idea.
Finny would like to do that, but you have now, again, created a single-minded character. You did this to me last campaign, you did this to me this one.
I have to give you direction. As a DM,
yeah.
I have to give you direction.
But there is absolutely...
I always spark your character too much.
Right now, in Ulrich's mind, the Beholder can kiss his ass. Like, he wants to destroy what? He wants to destroy the wood. That's all he cares about right now.
He's been asking me for, like, what? Since last game. All the time. What are they using the wood for? What are they using the wood for? Why does the wood have to be redwood? He's been asking me, and I'm like, I don't know, but you're going to be really angry when you find out.
Building a fucking palace.
A pink one.
So that's what Ulrich will suggest.
You want to scout?
He wants to scout. And maybe we can get a... And perhaps if we take a look and see if there's a person that all the other guards appear to be deferring to. Maybe that is your Eldrin, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, Thornwood.
Yes,
Eldrin,
yes.
Thornwood.
Stupid Peckerwood, yes.
He may prove useful to us. Princess seems to have a crush on him.
I always find people tend to be a bit more useful with a broken bone or two.
I have no problem with that either.
Apologies, if I see you look uncomfortable, Ulrich will, like, put his fingers on your arm.
Oh, no.
Apologies, Scarlett.
No, I'm fine. Do we have to stay out here for so long?
No.
Could we... Are we adjourning for the day, or are we meeting up later, or...
I'm going to my farm, whoever wishes to... What was once my farm. Anyone who wishes to come with me can. If not, we will make plans to perhaps meet for an evening meal later.
Okay, well, if we're going to your farm, can we please go? Please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
How are you feeling right now? Do you feel extra vulnerable? And like you want to roll again?
Like I don't want to stay in the same place, like it's too people-y.
Oh.
She's role-playing me.
It's too people-y.
It's too people-y.
I don't people either.
Okay. All right, so you guys can head out from there, and you guys can head towards the farm. It's honestly on the dead other side of the city, so it will take you a while to get to it. I will say for how long you were there, and how long it took you guys to talk, and how long it made you to make plans and get to the other side of the city, if you stop and get something to eat on the way, it's probably just about dusk by the time you get to the farm.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And DM, anytime we travel anywhere, I really, like, turn that cloak black,
mm-hmm.
and I try to, like, tuck my hair in and really, like, pull it over.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Sounds good. Okay, so if you guys are okay, if there's anything else you want to do, we can slow it down, but if not, I'll say that you are arriving at dusk at the...